Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Good morning everybody and welcome to the Schools In program on Yarra Valley FM. We are Year 5, 6 students from the best Catholic primary school on school in Lilydale,
St. Patrick's Primary School.
Hi, my name is Lilka. I'm nearly 11 years old and I like netball and playing sports.
Hi, my name is Mahalia. I am 11 years old and I like playing with my dog and netball.
And my name is Zach. I am 11 years old and I love playing football, basketball and soccer.
And we'll be your hosts for today.
Today, we'll be talking about the most blood-pumping sporting competition in Australia, which is soon to have the most exciting grand final.
It's the sport of Australian rules football. Australian rules football, otherwise known as AFL, has been around since 1877. It was originally called VFL. VFL got changed into AFL in the year 1896. The first ever teams were Collingwood Magpies, Essendon Bombers, Fitzroy Lions, Geelong Cats, Melbourne Demons and the South Melbourne Swans.
That's really interesting, Zach. I really enjoy watching and playing football because of the atmosphere when going to the game.
Yes, I like watching it, but I prefer playing the game because I've played since I was 5.
Yeah, I played football when I was little. I also enjoy going to the games because of the supporters who cheer loudly. Speaking of football, who do you think will win the Premiership Cup in a few weeks? The teams are Collingwood, Geelong, Richmond, GWS, Brisbane and West Coast.
Obviously it will be Richmond because they have the best forward half pressure and the most unstoppable midfielder, Dustin Martin, otherwise known as Dusty. They also have forward half options and the smooth ball control makes them the obvious choice to win the Premiership flag. How about you, Lilka?
Well, I'll go for Geelong, but I think Collingwood will win the flag because they're through to the preliminary finals and they're a good team.
No way. I think West Coast will win because they won last year and they'll win again.
But it could also be Geelong, Brisbane or the Giants. I really don't know.
Anyway, let's just wait and see what happens. We can't guarantee anything yet. What an exciting time ahead.
Now let's talk about a few of the teams that are in the running to win the Premiership this year in a bit more detail.
One of the teams are Geelong, otherwise known as the Cats. The Geelong Football Club was established in 1859, making it the second oldest club. They wear blue and white stripes across their jersey and they are sponsored by Ford. They have won 9 premierships in total. Geelong's best players over the years have been Joel Selwood, Patrick Dangerfield, Tom Hawkins, and last of all, the greatest of all time, Gary Ablett Sr. Sadly, Gary Ablett doesn't play anymore, but he scored a whopping total of 1,021 goals.
Another team in the running to win the cup is the Greater Western Sydney Giants, otherwise known as GWS. They are the newest team in the AFL. They joined the AFL in 2012 and have already made the finals 3 times. The first time was when they reached the preliminary finals, but losing in a close game. This year they finished 6th and are now in the semi-finals. They wear orange, white and charcoal. Some of their best players have been Toby Green, Shane Mumford and Jeremy Cameron.
Finally, the West Coast Eagles, otherwise known as the Eagles, have a chance this year. They wear the colours blue, yellow and white. West Coast have won 4 premierships through the team's history. Some of West Coast's best players are Nick Natnui, Josh Kennedy, Andrew Gaff and Jeremy McCoven.
Hey guys, I have a joke. What's the only ship not to be docked in Fremantle?
What ship?
The Premiership.
Ha ha ha, that's really funny now. For our first song, One Day in September.
Well, you put a lot in and you worked real hard. There were days when you tried, there were days when you start trying to please the crowd when they're unforgiving. There are easier ways to make a living. Well, we've come a long way since the start of things. When we've seen the joy that hard work brings, you've made us cry, you've made us smile. You've hit the front, now it's all worthwhile. Of this whole town.
ask them and give again. Out there, there's no such thing as a friend. While we mean our best and we mean our worst, if we do it right, well, we'll come home first. We gotta get in there and make them sad. We'll hit them hard and take the flag.
Schools In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
All right, back to football. Let's talk about the Brownlow Medal because this is one of the biggest awards on the AFL. It was first awarded to Edward Greaves in 1924. It is named after Charles Brownlow, who played for Geelong. The Brownlow Medal is an award that goes to the best player of the season. After each game, the umpires award 3, 2 or 1 vote to the players who played the best. At the end of the season, the player with the most votes wins the Brownlow Medal.
I think Dusty will win the Brownlow this year because of his outstanding defend-offs and he is always at the contest to win the clearances.
I think Dusty too because he is so consistent and his fend-offs are great. He's unstoppable. He also gets a lot of clearances.
He's good, but how about Patrick Dangerfield from Geelong Cats?
He is a good player, but I still reckon that Dusty will win it.
Patrick Dangerfield will win it easily.
Yeah, true, but I still think Dusty has the competition.
No, Dusty has it in the bag.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Make sure you watch the Brownlow Medal to see who is right.
Hey guys, I have a joke. Why can't you swim at St Kilda Beach?
Why?
Because they only have one flag. Now for our second song, We Are the Champions by Queen.
My dues, time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shells and kicked in my face.
Before all human race, and I ain't gonna lose. Schools In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
Now for a little bit about our favourite players. My favourite AFL player is Sean Burgoyne because I go for Hawthorn. I love how he can lift everyone's spirit and he can go back and kick goals. I also enjoy watching him because he can play in the midfield or in the forward line. He's very clever on the field because he is good at getting free. His kicking is also to perfection. What about you, Luca?
My favourite player is Gary Ablett Jr. because of his change back to Geelong from the Gold Coast Suns for the 2018 season after 7 years. His goal kicking is super cool. He has kicked around 64 goals over about 18 finals. For me, that's amazing. That's 384 points. Wow. Who's your favourite player, Mahalia?
My favourite player is Anthony McDonald Tipamudi from the Essendon Football Club because he swerves around the defenders and manages to score. He is also very determined and definitely the best on the team. He helps the Bombers to win and is a great defender. This year he has scored 32 goals and overall is just a great player.
Hey Luca, who do you think is the best backman this season?
I think it is Jeremy McCoven because of his intercept marking, which is the best in the league. Who do you think he'll be, Mahalia?
Yeah, I think it's Jane Sicily because whoever he's on, he always tries his hardest and gives it his all.
Oh yeah, I think Sicily too because he also has good intercept marking.
Yeah, he's pretty good, Zach, but Jeremy McCoven is way better.
Speaking of good players, I think I'm pretty good myself. I play for Luda Football Club along with most of my friends at school. I love playing for our club. Luda Football Club is a big part of my life and at the club I am inspired to try to reach my goals. This season our team, the Dales, have won 9 games and lost 5 games. This is a big improvement on last year when we didn't win as many games.
What, guys, I have a joke. What's the difference between a firefighter and the Carlton Football Club?
What?
A firefighter climbs a ladder.
Now for our final song, Holy Grail by Hunters and Collectors.
This morning from the strangest dream, I was in the biggest army the world has ever seen. We were marching as one on the road to the Holy Grail. Started out seeking fortune and glory. It's a short song, but it's a hell of a story when you spend your lifetime trying to get your hands on the Holy Grail. But have you heard about the Great Crusade? We ran into millions and nobody got paid. Yeah, we raised 4 corners of the globe for the Holy Grail.
School's In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
As we come to the end of our segment today, we would like to read you a poem about the AFL by Joshua Kelly.
The lights turn on a wet season's night. Sirens blare at the loud, as the fans start screaming. The teams run out to see a massive fright. I watch and wonder if I'm dreaming. He got the ball and start running like a lion. Sprinting and weaving through the players, his body looks like a block of iron. They look and wonder if they're slayers. He shepherds his teammates and yells that he's clear. He kicks the goal, what a beautiful shot. The opposing team with a frozen fear. By the time we leave, they will forget. The team wins victory and glory. What a good way to end the night's store.
What a great poem, Luca. Now it is time for some shout-outs. Huge shout-outs to... My shout-outs go to the Essendon Football Club, my mum and my friends, Smiley, Eliza, Ebony, Chelsea and every other one of my friends that I don't have enough time to name.
My shout-out goes to my family, the Hawthorn Football Club and all my friends back at St. Patrick's Primary School.
Shout-outs to my mum, my dad, my sister, my super friends, my teacher and St. Patrick's Primary School.
And a huge shout-out to all the 5-6 teachers. Thanks for listening, everyone. We hope you have a great day.